For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Or venting like this are not helping us.
Exactly right.
They're not helping us right now. In fact, we don't really stand to gain much by any of these interviews.
That's right.
And when Penny's been so selective on these.
That's right.
I mean, you said, well, let's just shut it all down.
They stand out.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing's come out but frustration.
That's right.
And it doesn't help you. And especially now that you're doing with Rothstein, so this goes national. You know, after a week where you got Gary Parrish saying, I don't think he can get the job done.
Right.
You just had a story on ESPN from Pat Forty say, well, they got allegations.
Right.
You're trying to go back out and respond, and you didn't respond in the way that you needed to. Really, it just makes it look like it's even more chaos.
That's right.
I ain't got an answer on why I fired him. In fact, I don't owe anybody a damn thing around there.
Yeah.
In fact, I've done a better, you can't compare me to anybody.
Which is the second time he said that.
And so if I'm Tim, I'm saying, Penny, that's not the tone we needed to hit.
Because I'll be honest, he already kind of had the interview with the local interview, right?
Yes.
He already kind of did that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You go on to sort of push back on what's been out there from Foy and Gary.
And you have the right to do that.
But then you get on there, bro, and your true feelings come back out.
Exactly,
just like the interview here at home.
No,
because you feel offended. These are your people, and you feel attacked, bro, because he hadn't been in this situation.
Right.
And he's thinner skinned than he's letting, as he said in the interview, I'm thick skinned. No, bro, no, let's be real. This is where I go back to human. We'd probably all be feeling a certain kind of way. We've never been criticized in our hometown.
Yeah.
We've been held up, you know. But I tell you again, you don't stand to gain anything by getting sort of consumed with this stuff, trying to convince people with words and talk. Ask Ryan Silverfield. You do better. You can gain more. Even if it's some hollow wins and then a bowl win, you do more just when trying to control what you can. Get more wins.
Yeah.
Get more wins on the court. That's what's going to matter.
That's
the only way you change opinion.
Yeah.
I hate we're here, but this is familiar.
Right.
Because these are kinds of things, let's just be real, that happen at the end.
Yeah.
The coaches start to take things personally.
Yeah.
They start to try to spin the actual story. And I hate it that it's happening with Penny Hardaway. We always said what happens at the end.
Right.
You know, I want him, hey, man, just fight your way out. But I swear you make it tougher on yourself. You know, you want fans jumping back in. You know, you want to tell them what the plan is, John. You want to tell them, I want to navigate us out of this. I got it.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how it was set up. I don't know who set it up. I don't know if it was, you know, I don't know. I don't know the particulars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could have been set up to say, okay, let's go respond to some of this, say we got everything under control.
Right.
And again, I would say it came out, well, you end up hitting the wrong tone. If it was agreed to, or if this was just Penny opening up, hey, Rothstein's hitting me up, wants to do an interview,
right,
and you didn't consult with Tim or with Ed Scott, I'd say that's even worse.
Right. That's just unfortunate.
Because then why we bring you in here, Tim? You know what I'm saying? We're trying to control some of this stuff.
Yes.
Guys, we got to tighten up, not lighten up.
That's right. That is exactly right. It was quite the interesting interview, which is sort of like it was a rerun or a re-rack, as they say, of the July interview where Penny was airing out his frustrations, which, again, you're entitled to do, but now we're on to interview number two, you know, and it's like, okay, this is, you know, starting to be, like, you know, optically not great at this point. So, anyway, we'll come back. We got Respect Burgers in the next hour. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
But we do it all the way through the winter around here. Pull out that big green egg. I pat out some burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these differently. I season these with respect. In a world full of disrespect, let's do Respect Burgers.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Now, John Penny Hardaway says you need to be giving him one.
That's right.
He wants more.
That's right.
Respect.
I don't have one for him today. Maybe down the road. Today, I have to save this one for the great Mike Tomlin. Respect. Do you know that the Pittsburgh Steelers were the only AFC North team to win this week? A Pittsburgh Steelers team that John and I have both tried to write off. We've done it all preseason, all offseason. All we've done and told Steelers fans this offseason is to get ready. Get ready for an awful year. And all they do is go out and, I got to tell you, man, super impressive to go out and do what they did, right? The fact that you really don't even have a starter between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. And what the hell's going on with Russ, who didn't play with a calf injury but dresses out? Is that because he wants you to know he's still the man? If you're not, if you can't play, just don't dress out. But he's on the sideline, yeah, dressed out like he can go in. In the meantime, Justin Fields, God bless him, 17 of 23, 156 yards. He ran for 57. They don't score a touchdown, which is predictable, but do manage 6 field goals, 18 points, and he did, Justin Fields, manage to get the ball down deep, downfield a couple of times to Pickens in this win. Their defense was good, too, in this win over Atlanta, and we got to have a conversation about Atlanta. Held Kirk Cousins 16 of 26, 155 yards, 2 INTs. All I want to do, and I don't know why, because I've acknowledged how great a coach this man is write him off year after year, Mike Tomlin. And I'd still tell you, he still doesn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
But he's going to find a way to win. And he did it, John, against an Atlanta team that we were expecting bigger things out of. We were expecting bigger things out of. Maybe still a team that wins 10 games and runs away with the NFC South. Although I've got a, I'm a little hesitant to say that or to believe that now based on what I saw this first weekend, especially Tampa Bay and how good they looked. In game one there, that the Falcons are just going to run off with this. But back to the point, And when times when it is called for, I will hold up my hand, and I had Pittsburgh fans hitting us up, John, saying we're being too hard, that the quarterback play, while, yeah, it doesn't look great, still going to be better than what they had last year with Pickett.
Yep.
And that, you know, last year they go 5-1 division. Now, you point out two of those games weren't against Burrow. When they beat Cincinnati. That said, they only lost one division game last year. Here they are, the only AFC North team to win. You can't do anything but respect Mike Tomlin. If nothing else, you take a quarterback away from whatever else, he's going to find a way to win. Listen, he may not make the playoffs this year. Maybe he doesn't have a winning record. I'm not going to be the one that doubts that he can do all of those things. Moving on, I think you have to give this man some credit, because what we've done is tried to And it's natural. You focus a lot of the attention on the loser in this case, and that was Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame. They fall at home, very embarrassing. 16-14 loss to Northern Illinois. And Northern Illinois' football coach, Thomas Hammack, is a guy who played for the school. It's his alma mater. And frankly, grew up, Fort Wayne, Indiana, located just 95 miles from Notre Dame Stadium. And so from sort of the area, got all of his wrestling, had his wrestling coach and 15 to 20 of his old teammates from his old high school there to watch his Northern Illinois team not just get a fluke win. We said it in the opening hour. They controlled both lines of scrimmage against a Notre Dame team that, yeah, they've been disappointing at times under Marcus Freeman. I remember I was talking about it this morning with somebody. It was Marshall a couple years ago, I think it was, that dealt them a really embarrassing loss too. This one, obviously, Northern Illinois, even more embarrassing. It's at home. But my point is that is this. We said it. This is a good Notre Dame team. It's one that had moved up in the rankings after winning at Texas A&M the first week. So it's not like this is some slaw team or that, you know, Marcus Freeman hadn't shown any signs that he's a legit solid coach. Now, maybe he should, you know, again, Notre Dame fans and how they stomach this is something I'll leave up to them, because I would be sick absolutely sick following up a performance like last week against Texas A&M that we said is much like a playoff game for them, to come and lose in a, you know, what you would call, this is like trap game 101, to fall like they did and be dominated. But my point is that's a good team over there. And for that reason, we should be focusing more on how good a job Thomas Hammack and Northern Illinois did here. This wasn't just some fluke win they had here. And again, a lot of the highlights that you've seen have been of the Notre Dame guy, I think it was Love, jumping over a guy for a touchdown. But their guy, Antonio Brown, he had 126 receiving yards and 99 rushing yards in that game. A guy who just did that to Notre Dame's defense. And, oh, by the way, they got a bunch of studs in the defensive backfield. And so I just, rather than take away from Notre Dame, we figured out Marcus Freeman, y'all want to fire him, y'all want to do whatever else. They've still got a great shot at the playoff here because, frankly, USC, that game still represents an opportunity. They still got Georgia Tech, Florida State on the schedule. They're going to win those. You know, I think they're – because you built up some equity in beating Texas A&M, a ranked Texas A&M team at that time on the road. They can still be fine, I would tell you, although clearly I would have some questions for Marcus Freeman in terms of is he getting his teams up, you know, for every game or is the focus right? You're going to have some questions for him. I don't think a firing is necessary. You may disagree, but what I do think is necessary is that we pay the proper respect to the job done by Thomas Hammack, who saw on film – he said, I can go in there and control that line of scrimmage. And he went into Northern Illinois, and he absolutely did it. All right, moving on.
Respect.
I have to give a respect burger to Dak Prescott, even though there was a time I thought that what he did this weekend was stupid. Dak Prescott signs over the weekend, becomes the highest-paid player in the NFL, re-signs with the Dallas Cowboys. Before, oh, by the way, going out and whooping, putting a whooping on the Cleveland Browns. But, John, here's why I can't say that this was a foolish move, which I thought it would be. And we had said it. We'd said it almost weekly. Dak Prescott has to go to free agency.
Yep.
Because as Adam Schefter said, he's going to get $60-plus million on the open market, whether it's the New York Giants. Well, you see how bad they need a quarterback now, and they're going to be getting off of Daniel Jones. Or the Raiders. Somebody's going to come after Dak Prescott and give him everything. Well, Jerry Jones gave him everything that he wanted. He made him the highest paid. And you see, a mark I thought wouldn't go down anytime soon. He gave him more guaranteed money, $1 million more, than Deshaun Watson got in that deal from the Browns that set the bar in a way that we thought wouldn't be touched anytime soon. Remember, no quarterbacks come close to the guaranteed money that Deshaun Watson had gotten. And here's Jerry Jones going $1 million higher. And, oh, by the way, you're making him, you know, highest yearly, too, at essentially $60 million. And so what if Dak Prescott, and this is what we said. We said if he's going to resign, if he just loves being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, he clearly does just love it, despite the fact that Jerry, as he told Troy Aikman, gives him a little grief sometimes.
Yep.
But then you add on, you're making him highest paid and you're giving him most guaranteed. What else is there to get? A couple million more per year, you know, from the Steelers or from the Giants? I mean, you got everything you want from Jerry right there, and yeah, maybe he makes you wait, but respect to Dak Prescott, man, he gets what he wanted. And again, it's the going over the Deshaun Watson guaranteed money that, for me,
you win. Yeah.
You know, how much more? There's a chance you go to free agency and you don't even get the guaranteed money. You don't get the 231 guaranteed that he got from Jerry in this one. So Dak Prescott wins, man. And then you go out there and you knock off.
Capped off a terrible day for me.
What? What Dak's they did to deal. The Browns?
No, Dak's
deal. Oh, his deal did.
Yeah.
Yes, because now you have no chance of getting him.
Yeah.
And then last thing, and I'll say this because Tigers fans need everybody. Tiger football fans need everybody in that stadium, apparently, that they can get right now. I heard Jeff talking about it this morning, and what was it, 23 announced or somewhere around there, but it was not a great crowd. And obviously, we know attendance down, 30% after the stories last week. Saw from Ed Scott, you know, that first game attendance way lower in terms of their projections. And it has not been good. I'll tell you this. Last week, we had Anthony Saint on. We love having Anthony Saint on every Friday. He was talking about his experience at the game. And he had mentioned this gentleman who had been there and thrown his kid candy. Brad, I don't know if you remember, but there was a gentleman there throwing candy. Come to find out, a Tigers fan had been listening to us on Friday and pointed out that fan's name is George Vogel, and he is known as the candy man to the children in Section 108. And every time the Tigers have scored. Basically, it looks like, I don't know, since 2009, somewhere around there, the Candyman throws the candy to the children. And so last week, I think John, I'm going to call him out. I think Sane were a little tough on old George. Because, you know, you think about an old man throwing candy, you got to be careful in this day and age.
Yeah.
Is the candy wrapped? You know, does the candy have razors in it? But George has been doing this a long time. Okay, and I wanted to point out that there should be no disparagement of George. A Tiger fan through and through has been doing this as a tradition for the kids in Section 108. We got to back off George Vogel. He is the candy man, and I guarantee you continues to do it. Guys, the candy, I'm going to judge, it's safe. I'm going to just, it's safe. Okay? Also, final respect burger, came in a loss. We don't do this often, but Ashton Genty, the Boise State running back, has 9 touchdowns in 2 games, and in a 37-34 loss to Oregon, this dude had 192 rushing yards and 3 TDs. He is just an absolute stud who I enjoy watching play football. He's going to be the first running back taken in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Upcoming. So yeah. There's your respect burgers through and through. I could give the Detroit Lions one.
Yeah, I think
very
deserve
deserving
it.
Yeah. After a statement win last night. Dude, you know what? They're the team to beat in the NFC. Period.
I think they are.
Niners? No. It's the Detroit Lions.
It does seem like their year. It does. With that OC and those running backs.
And this breakout about to happen for Jameson Williams, and you saw part of it last night.
He was vital. Because Amon-Ra, for whatever reason, was locked up. So, I mean, if it was just Amon-Ra, it would have been a tough night.
This boy is about to break out, Jameson Williams.
Because Amon-Ra is definitely not the deep threat, right? Like, he's the guy who, you know, you need to move the chain.
Crossers.
Yeah.
He's great on the crossers.
And he can turn a 12-yard play into a 30-yard play, but
yeah.
You need a guy that could just straight run a go route.
Oh, bro.
And that's Jameson.
Yeah, and now he's done gambling and done being injured.
That's awesome.
It looks like.
Yeah. Listen, we talked about it, but it's impossible not to give the disrespect dog of the weekend to Antonio Pierce. I'm just going to tell you what that decision to punt on 4th-and-1 meant in real time. If you go for it, your winning percentage was 24.8%. That was your chance to win the game by going for it on 4th-and-1. By punting, you go from 24.8% to 19.1% chance to win the game. So literally it was the wrong decision by a percentage point of 5.7%, which is absolutely inexcusable in the NFL. The Raiders are the first team to punt in opposing territory when trailing by a score in the fourth on 4th-and-1 since 2016. That was the Bills. So it's been 8 years since that happened. Timo Risk of Pro Football Focus said, "This is the dumbest thing you will see all season. Trust me." Adam Leviton of Established a Run said the Raiders are valued at $6.2 billion. Absolutely inexcusable not to pay a math modeling wizard to be in Antonio Pierce's ear. Simply tell him, punt or go for it. Antonio Pierce said, "We considered going for it. It's a long one, and we got stopped earlier in the game. The punter had done a good job pinning those guys back. He had 2 or 3 punts inside the 20. Defense was a strength for the most part. Keep them backed up with 3 timeouts." Which just fails every smell test ever. You know, you don't get it. You still have the same opportunity to get a stop, right? You still have that. You still have 3 timeouts, and you can still – that great defense can still get a stop at the 43-yard line. What's the difference here? The man said it was a long one. I mean, with 6 minutes left in the game, down 6, the man said it was a long one. Buddy – you're just not cut out for it, unfortunately, at this level. There's 32 of these jobs. And it was a great time in Vegas last year when we hung 63 on these guys. But, yeah, it ain't happening for you, man. You got 17 games left, and then we're moving on. But, the honeymoon phase is definitely over for him. And welcome to the big leagues, young man. 22-10.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, it's embarrassing. When you draft a tight end in the first round, when everybody said you should have drafted an offensive lineman or a DB, when you had one of the highest paid receivers in the league in Davante Adams, you know, when you gave Jacoby Myers $60 million and you're going to punt, I mean, it's just you guys have your head so far up your ass. You have no idea what you're doing. That starts at the top, by the way. That starts with Mark. He made the hire. I mean, I wish he would go away. I do. I wish we could get some competence in there, the ownership.
Well, I mean, that's why we got Tom Brady on the way.
Yeah, but I just don't think he's really all in that same way. So Antonio Pierce gets a disrespect dog, and season's over before it gets started.
The season was over this preseason.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's freaking
Warner. I'm surprised because I'll be honest with you, I thought Deion was going to get it. Because I know how you're monitoring.
Yeah, I mean, Deion was a big underdog. I mean, he was a 7.5-point underdog, bro. 6.5-point underdog. Everybody expected that. You know when Colorado plays real teams, they lose, bro.
I don't know if they beat Nebraska last year.
Yeah, but Nebraska's better. They got.
Didn't expect it to be. What was the line? I didn't think it would be
6.5.
Okay, it was still 18-point blow. Yeah, didn't score till the end of the game. Zero for most of the game.
No, I mean, look, Colorado's an absolute mess. I mean, I just feel like we all kind of know that by now, though. And Deion's time as a head coach in college football is certainly coming to an end. I mean, you got Shadur out there saying that we shouldn't run the ball. We should just let me throw the ball all the time because I can throw the best punch. I mean, it's a disaster. Colorado is just—it's just like talking about Caitlin Clark. You just know what the deal is. There's no need to say it anymore.
I would play 3 more games, and then I would quit if I'm Travis Hunter.
For sure.
Before I get hurt.
I mean, for sure.
And blow my future.
Yeah, dude.
Trying to get this team bowl eligible.
Because it ain't happening.
Love you to death, Deion, but we're even. We're square. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll beat Colorado State.
We brought attention to your program. I transferred here from.
I think they'll be Colorado State. I'm not exactly sure.
No, but I'm, bro, they're not. The question for them is just whether they'll be a bowl eligible team. It's not about winning a conference or making the college football playoff. And so Travis Hunter, I mean, this applies to Shadur as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they got millions of dollars at stake next year.
Right.
So you gonna tell me to try to get Colorado bowl eligible and help? So forget Shadur because that's dad. But for Travis, you going to risk your health and millions of bucks and possibly being laid out flat? Remember, you're playing every down out here. You know, you're going to do that and risk everything? If I'm an agent, I'm all up in his face.
Yeah.
We don't have to put too much more on tape, and we're a top 5 pick. You know, look at Marvin Harrison. He didn't play in the bowl game. He didn't do combine. He was shut down. So stock was fine. And Travis Hunter's stock will be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I it will. This team, though.
Because he caught for over 100 in that dog, in that loss.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we see it. You're stood. Now, every time you go out, you're risking your immediate
future. So they're 1-1. Let's see, can they get to 6? Let's say they win.
That's literally the question of the season for them. And that's not good enough.
Not even close.
To justify continuing to play is my point.
Let's say they split the next two, Baylor and Colorado, because that's fair.
Colorado State, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got Colorado State this weekend, then you have Baylor at home. So let's say let's give them a split. That makes them 2-2. At UCF, that's 2-3. Kansas State at home, that's 2-4. At Arizona, that's 2-5. Cincinnati at home, 3-5. Texas Tech, 3-6. Yeah, they're not making a bowl game. Because they have Utah.
They also have Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I don't see it. They might be a 4-win team.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you play that out?
Right.
Forget bowl games and sitting them out. I'm talking about half a season.
No question.
For a loser.
Yeah.
You've done enough for Deion. You don't owe him anything else.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, interesting stuff. But no, not this week. Not Deion this week. Is Antonio Pierce. He was outdone. The Raiders had they got a Chargers team, game one of Harbaugh with no offensive playmakers.
Well, what about this Carolina coaching staff that you and Chernoff told me was going to be so much better this year?
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously embarrassing.
They look like the worst team in the league.
They do. That was embarrassing. I mean, they could have gotten it, but I still don't think that was worse than the 4th-and-1 punt. I still don't think it's worse this week. I can only give out one. Lots of deserving candidates, but I think Pierce's decision to punt from 4th-and-1.
UTSA?
Yeah. I mean, again, embarrassing, devastating.
Texas, Texas State. Who is it?
Yeah, Texas State. Texas State's good, though. Texas State's good. If you guys want a fun team to watch, by the way, late at night on Saturday night, may I recommend Arizona State and former Memphis quarterback coach Kenny Dillingham.
Dilly.
He was running up and down a field on y'all's ass.
He's a very good coach.
I'll be watching Boise State most nights that time.
I
agree with you.
My favorite football player in college is Scatterbo.
No doubt
Scatterbo.
About it.
Scatterbo.
No, it's Ginty.
No, bro, it's Scatterbo, that Arizona State running back. He is so much fun to watch, man.
He's not better than Ginty.
He's not better, but he's just more fun.
Why is he more fun to watch?
He's like Mike Allstott. Yeah, like he just runs through people, man.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched them.
Hoss.
33 carries, 262 yards against Mississippi State.
Awful.
Man, had 262 yards over them folks.
Well, I mean, Gentry Wake has that by halftime usually.
And by the way, even through although all that happened, Mississippi State almost covered the number.
They almost came back and got it.
Because I had Arizona State minus five, and I went to bed, and I woke up, and I was like, it was like 27-3 at the half. I was like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I wake up, and they held on for dear life. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah, Arizona State's a fun team to watch, man. If you want to, again, late night, I know Boise State's irrelevant now.
You told me now I got to watch UNLV, too. So you give me too much late night work. I'm already locked in on Boise.
I mean, UNLV, man.
Boise looks like right now the team to me, even though, AP does like Boise better than Memphis.
UNLV's a good team,
SP Plus
too, now.
Good defense.
Who's it, Barry Odom?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
They're not going to compete with Boise State.
Oh, they'll compete. Are they, Brad? It's in Vegas.
No.
They will 100% compete. I can't wait to bet them in that game.
Part of it
is... Dude, we could have beat Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, but I mean, Oregon's down. Oregon's not as good as we thought they would be.
That was a 7-point game. We controlled a lot of it,
dude.
They're down. They're still a top 10 team in the country.
Look what they did the week before against Idaho.
Just gave up a lot of yards.
It was only a 10-point game. I mean, it was a 7-point game going into the fourth.
Found a way to win. Still a top 10 team.
I'm just saying, Oregon is we're adjusting Oregon down. That's all I'm saying.
And yeah, not to the degree we're adjusting Florida State down.
No, not
still,
no.
It's still going to be
they're 2-0.
An Oregon, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no, the 0-2 Florida State.
Yeah, they're 2. I'm saying Oregon's 2-0. You can't. I'm not going to adjust.
Right,
them
you can't
down
adjust
like
them
that
down now. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not even the same. And that's what you had hoped Memphis would do, playing a ranked team that well.
Yeah.
Before Florida State fell off.
Yeah, that Boise quarterback sucks, though.
Maddox.
Yeah. I mean, they made I don't know if you guys saw. I mean, it was an experience, to be fair. But Taylen Green for Arkansas, that man was throwing the ball all over the field.
I wouldn't say, that's the thing. Does the guy suck or is he just not Taylen Green? It's more as he's
he was 17 of 40 for 148 yards.
Last year, he came right in and cut up Memphis' terrible defense while you're talking.
Taylen Green had 416 yards.
I know how good he is, but he's in a crazy offense, too.
He is. He is. They got UAB this weekend.
That'd be a little fun game for you. You say you like fireworks.
Yeah. Jeffrey had Arkansas plus 7.5. That was a tough beat.
What?
That was a tough beat. I don't know if you watched that game. Went to two overtimes, I think.
Rough.
And Arkansas, and I think they're up like 21-7. As 7.5-point dogs at the half, they end up losing by 8. That's sickening.
That's some Titans fans.
I mean, that's sickening, right? I mean, if you're a Titans fan, right?
I'm glad some of y'all held your tongue instead of tweeting me.
If you're a Titan, well, first
some
of all,
you couldn't help yourself.
Y'all should know better than to showboat a deacon. Y'all know God's watching. God was watching.
And he does not like ugly.
And he does not like ugly.
Some of y'all had to try to clean up the mess.
I wasn't, and you can vouch for this. I was not dancing on your grave. The only thing I said was Caleb's moonwalking out of the backfield, and then I texted you that magic is happening in the Windy City as the comeback had started.
I was very angry.
I was supportive of your team.
And we had just had a sermon at church about not letting this get to us.
That's right.
Keeping God the priority, as opposed to your team.
Yeah.
Because men across this country.
Across this country.
Woke up yesterday. Earlier than normal.
They did.
Most out of their own routine early.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, like Christmas.
Preach.
To most men in this country.
In this country.
And as I told my pastor yesterday, wouldn't it be something if we got up every single day.
Every single day.
Feeling like that.
Feeling like that.
For Jesus.
For Jesus. That's a word.
Wouldn't it be something?
That's a word right
didn't
there.
Didn't you have an energy yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Like it was Christmas.
I did. I said today is the day.
Even with you down about the Raiders this year.
I was down about the Raiders.
You still felt good. About the day and
Man,
the season started.
I put a hoodie on.
Change your life kind of energy.
I got up at 8 a.m. vacuuming.
My dad was up at 3 a.m. in Belize. Couldn't wait for the season,
he told me
to start. That's how we are as men
when it comes
to this NFL season.
That's right.
Kicking off yesterday.
The Shield.
And we had to kind of prioritize things yesterday at church. And we had to say, guys, why are we all dressed in our damn NFL colors? Because that's how excited we were for our teams.
That's right.
And we said, you know what?
What?
We got to go out here and praise Jesus like that. And, right? Because Jesus has done more for us
Amen.
Than our team. So let's make sure as we go into this new season, this Bears fans and Cowboys fans.
That's a word.
It can be an exciting season.
Yes.
But make sure Jesus is first.
That's right.
When you step onto that field.
The reason for the season.
That's right, baby. That's right. Wouldn't it be something?
The greatest quarterback of all time.
And you see... The Bears and Cowboys went out there and got a win.
That's right. The Lord was with them in
we
Cleveland.
We understood.
They would not
the message.
Allow the devil that is Deshaun Watson to
we
prevail.
We received it.
We received it in Chicago. Thank you for this blessing. This blocked punt. This pick six.
He waiting for you to come home.
Imagine if we got up every Sunday for the Lord.
Like that.
Like that.
And had that kind of energy. Hadn't he been great for
now
you?
That, my friend, is a word.
There you go.
That is a word. We receive it here on the Jason and John Show. Get up for Jesus. The GOAT signal caller right there.
Best game plan.
The best game plan right there. Y'all thought Jason Smith was going to lose Caleb Williams' debut with a sermon like that?
Ugly.
No way.
Jesus don't like us.
No way. Oh, man. Football is back. We'll come back. Jason and John, 97.5 ESPN. I saw a friendly...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Face at the Memphis football game on Saturday as they beat down Troy. That was nice to see. One Ja Morant.
Ja Morant, I'm on my Grizzly.
In the
really
building.
Into it, too.
Yeah, he did. His dad was there as well. He and his dad fell up into the game, and the guy scored a touchdown and saw Ja. They spotted Ja right there in the tunnel. They all ran up to him. The offensive line ran up to him, and the officials almost tried to flag him. You know, they're like, all right, get back to your huddle.
That's funny.
But yeah, Ja was in the building, man, supporting the Memphis Tiger football team, and you know, obviously that's just cool to see. You know, as a Memphian, but it also just reminded me, like, yo, I can't wait to see this dude back on the court. Like, that's because Ja's kind of been out of sight, out of mind a little bit, you know, the last few months. I mean, he's on Instagram and, like, the other stuff. But, like, I can't wait, bro. I just cannot wait for this Grizzlies basketball season. It's the most anticipated Grizzlies season in history.
No, what we found out is it wasn't the most anticipated Memphis football season.
And we're going to find out that this Grizzlies
And we're going to find out that this one isn't
it
the
is.
Most anticipated
it is.
Season.
It is. Y'all trying to hold up that 2010 season where they won 12 games and stuff. Like, you know, we're talking about...
No, we're holding up 2 years ago when they gave you 18 nationally televised,
yeah,
which was a
I
record
forgot.
At the
that's
time.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That is actually the answer.
Yeah.
This is going to be the season before the most anticipated season. How's that?
I could get down with that because we're back this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it was people have asked me questions that I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to get into that.
Questions about what? About you? About questions you're asking, being asked as his representation?
Yeah, just sort of asking, you know.
About
me to, well, just asking me to sort of comment on certain things, you know, about the...
The purse?
Yeah, well, the See, body bag.
Man, I saw that purse...
The cross body
on
bag.
...on him, but the difference it feels like between him and Caleb Williams, my quarterback, is my quarterback didn't have the strap on it. And so it wasn't strapped over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And because of that, y'all gave my guy
no,
more
No, that's
grief.
Just the style today. That's just the style.
Dude, you gave Caleb all kind of grief. I told you with Jessica, that was fashion on Caleb.
Yeah.
Now you're adopting the fashion take.
It's right.
But you waited to reserve it for Ja. You can't play the
no,
game
it's
like
in,
that,
it's
bro.
In vogue. It's in vogue.
He learned it from watching Caleb.
You know, again, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, sometimes there are just certain things that, you know...
You can't pull off.
Well, I wouldn't try.
Yes, you do.
That is a functional, practical bag, okay?
Bro, I thought they had a clear bag policy.
I guess that does not apply to the Grizzlies point guard, which, you know, I understand.
Now, you have a strap purse.
It is a cross body bag that is used when I go to the casino only.
He's worn it to the casino.
It's where I put my chips and slips. It's for chips and slips only. That's it.
Yeah. It's a cross body, Brad.
It's a Louis.
Looks a lot like a purse.
It's a Louis Vuitton cross body bag.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Did you get it off a website?
I got it off of eBay. They with a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, you got that thing from Shein.
That was written by a second grader.
It's Timu.
No, it's one of those, like, Istanbul bags.
So he'll wear a fake
it's not
Louis
fake.
Crossbody
it's
purse.
It's not fake. It's faux, bro. It's faux.
Fugazi.
It's faux. You're trying to put words on it that don't apply, bro.
No. What I don't do is wear fake purses.
It's practical.
So you're getting on men who wear real purses.
It's...
Real brand and real fashion.
I love what Ja
and
wore.
And yet you
I thought what Ja wore was in vogue.
Fake man crossbody to casino.
I thought it was a lovely bag. I thought it was a beautiful bag. I mean, that only Ja can pull off.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you're trying to bring up old stuff. I'm bringing, you know, what Ja is in right now. It's the next wave, the next generation. It's like... Yeezy.
I promise. To me, it looks like the same purse. Just he's got a strap.
It's like
and
Paris.
Caleb didn't have the strap.
It's just it's chic. It's all those things, man. Yeah. It's all those things, you know. So
well, Penny would have one then.
Because he
knows
was there.
Paris and fashion, right?
He was there this summer. So I mean, who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? But it was nice to see Ja out at the game.
No, it was good to see. You need more fans out there.
Can't wait for.
I don't know what we got to do to get more fans out there, John. You know, it's an issue right now.
You just got to keep hyping it up, man. You got to keep hyping it up. Hype it up, hype it up. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
11 years ago yesterday, I posted the following. First radio show today, 9 to 11 a.m., 92.9 FM. 11 years. Who would have thunk it? I really do appreciate all of you who have listened and continue to listen. It's great fun. Honestly, like, it is really great fun. And then it's not just this show, it's the station. Ever since they started building the station, like, the community that has been built.
92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Friday night on 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. Live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. With coverage beginning at 6 p.m. Over on 790 The Bet, Friday night, Jeffrey Wright will call the MUS Owls game. Live at 6:45 p.m.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.